More sustainable building methods are needed in Ireland, and that's because we use a lot of cement, and that's bad for emissions. The Climate Advisory Council says more timber should be used for construction. Marie Donnelly, chairperson of the Advisory Council. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you say you want to see less cement used. Why?
Well, cement is, I mean, if I take globally, cement is 7% of global emissions. And in Ireland, it represents more than 2.5 million tons of emissions every year. It's a very difficult area to decarbonize because it uses very high temperatures, more than 900 degrees in terms of its production. And also the production of clinker releases CO2 into the atmosphere. So it's a really hard area to decarbonize. The alternative is firstly to use less cement, and that's what we're really advocating for. And, you know, given that we have a housing crisis and we need to build houses, what we're saying is we should use timber frame houses here more than we are doing currently.
Well, 40% of our homes are built with timber. How do we increase that?
Well, for example, just as an illustration, in Scotland, the number is 80%, which is a very similar climate to our own. Part of the process there is, one, do we produce enough timber? And yes, we do, because, you know, about one third of our timber is actually exported, so we could use that in Ireland. And of course, we can grow more. It's another area that the council has been working on. But secondly, it really goes to the root of the design and the planning stages. So, you know, for engineers and architects, at the outset, to design the building to have timber frame, and then the construction industry to use timber in compliance with the newly published building regulations, which is much more flexible in allowing timber beyond three meters.
Well, to move
three stories.
To move from cement construction to timber, how long would that take?
Oh, it can be done in the morning. We already have timber built. Houses in Ireland. It does, though, require a support mechanism to increase the facilities to produce what's called the modern methods of construction, offsite preparation of these. We have some, but this is almost an industrial process. And like any industry, it has to gear up and it needs a very secure sales line, if I could say, in order to make the investments to build up the numbers.
Now, you know, if that's done, what would be the impact on emissions immediately?
Well, for every house, it reduces the emissions by 8 tons. That's just each individual house. It's 2 to 3 times a reduction of the CO2 emissions for new builds. And of course, we shouldn't forget that we're also advocating that we don't knock down and rebuild, that we actually retrofit, renovate existing buildings, because the embodied carbon then stays in the building rather than being released.
What you're saying is part of your annual review of the industrial and waste sectors. There's a fall of 6% in 2023 of industrial emissions. What's that down to?
A big part of that is that the production volumes of cement were lower last year. And one of the probable reasons for that is a reduction in commercial building construction levels, which we've all seen, of course.
Now, you also look at the waste sector in this review. What did you find?
Well, the first thing I'm afraid is it's not very good news. On average, in Ireland, we have a circularity, which is, you know, a recycling rate of about 2%. This compares with more than 11% for the rest of Europe. So you can see that we really don't have a practice instilled in terms of recycling. It's a real challenge to try and get that up. We have, of course, the new deposit return scheme, which is now beginning to crack up and really is showing some positive results. By the 15th of May, there were 100 million containers returned, and that's beginning to prove useful.
But what's the solution in getting those recycling rates to the EU average?
Well, part of it is the deposit return scheme, but also segregation into the three bins. And in that sense, one of the concerns we have is that not all parts of the country have access to three bins in order to be able to recycle. And we believe that that's a very important thing that local authorities should be insisting upon.
Now, finally, the EPA said yesterday we look set to miss our greenhouse gas emissions reduction target of 51% by 2030. How are you reacting to that?
Well, indeed, this is something that we have been saying in our reports last year as well, this year as well, that the actions identified by the government are too slow. They're not being implemented fast enough, and we will need more actions going forward. So indeed, the projections confirm the concern that we've already raised that the carbon budget one, which is up to 25, will be broken. And indeed, on current projections, carbon budget two up to 2030 will also be broken.
Chairperson of the Climate Change Advisory Council, Marie Donnelly, thanks for joining us.